Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good
morning.
The Lord has given us another blessed week.
Amen.
And we got just enough rain, not too much. I thank the Lord.
Messed up.
Messed up, right?
Yeah. All right. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts, helping us to go forward in you. By you, we can do all things.
Yes.
Through Christ, we can do all things.
Yes.
And bless us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, David said he'll lead us to paths of still water.
Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, that's strong.
Yeah.
And how many of us have heard that?
Yeah.
Still water by then.
That means a lot to a shepherd because, you know, they say that's what a sheep will drink. They don't drink from moving water. Well, there are things that the Lord can clarify, and it makes the world a difference.
Yes.
And sometimes you can, the Lord speaks to your heart, spirit to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he can cause you to understand volumes, but you may not be able to put it in words. And over time, you can. And I noticed that about him, and then after learning more about him, I saw why he did it. But he's, you know, any questions you have, ask him. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
One problem in the body of Christ, people don't ask enough questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord has the answer. And it doesn't matter what the situation is, he can get the answer to you and cause you to understand it. And it makes it, you know, I just went on that rabbit trail, but that's just the way it is.
You know, with Kel Copeland, he was praying about more partners, and God told him to put in a million partners, and he was trying with his finite mind to figure it out, well, 5, 10, and the Lord said, Kel, I can get you millions and millions of ways to get those partners to you. Don't sweat, you know, I'm putting my word, don't sweat it.
Uh-huh.
Millions of ways.
Yeah.
At least, don't even ask him.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's something I learned too. I don't worry about how God's going to do it.
Right.
I focus more on doing what he tells me to do.
Ooh, that's good.
And I let him do his part.
Yeah.
And if he reveals it, fine. If he don't, you know, I just want to make sure I do my part. Then he has something to work with.
Yeah.
And you can get more done that way. When I used to try to figure out how he was going to do it, you know, you can get into forms of doubt if you don't watch it. But it's just easier for me. You know, others are different, but it's easy, it works better for me to just let him do his and I do mine. Because whatever we do, we got to do it by faith or it won't work.
You know,
first, and all that comes down to relationship.
Yeah, it does.
The more you trust a person, the more you have a good relationship with them, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, receive more from them.
Yeah.
But if you don't have, if you don't...
He wants to do it, so he.
Yeah.
You know, like the rest of still water you were talking about, I can remember. I was taking a computer course, the one I had a computer on, Miss Field at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about you got to have this much money and you got to do this and this little spreadsheet. And I'm walking out and I said, man, Dick's my $1,000 in savings. You know, it was nothing. And the Lord just said, you're a tither, don't worry about it. So when little Jim and Kelly got married for Jennifer's wedding, I sold $100.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's wedding cost well over $10,000 probably. Where it came from, I have no idea. It was just there. Amy's was paid for. Amy's college, 2 years college was paid for. Jennifer's 4-year college was paid for. Did I have the money to do it in the natural? No. But I did do that rest.
Yeah.
I can remember just being, it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know where it came from, but God told me I'm a tither.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was obedient. Both of them, I would sow some. It wasn't a lot, very much money either.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've always known he's going to take care of me, and he takes care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rich. We're all rich.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor said you don't need money, you need faith.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's saying think big. So with God, you have to.
That still water.
Yeah. You have to think.
Still water. You don't sweat it.
Mm-hmm.
All of you have had places where you've been that you know mm-hmm. that you know God's taking care of it. And then it's just taken care of.
Mm-hmm. This is a generation that's going to learn to trust Him. We learn to have faith.
Woo, Lord.
We're going to learn to trust Him.
Say that again.
This is a generation we're going to learn to trust Him.
Yes.
We've learned faith.
Yes.
Now we're going to learn trust. And there's nothing God can't do.
Mm-hmm. Because if we don't trust him, that dilutes our faith.
It's
doubt.
It does.
It's, you got the faith and you know the word, but that puts it maybe to 60-fold instead of the 100-fold.
Yeah.
It's your doubt.
Yep.
And that's the reason we got the book.
Do all we trust him too.
That book is going to bring us into the right relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit's job is to show us Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see Jesus without the Holy Spirit.
And in the natural, Mary, Satan was trying to keep us away from that book. But you persevered. You were going to get it.
No.
I was thinking, maybe y'all do another one, find it easier. I knew he was going to end up with that book.
That's what Pastor said. He said, it's going to be kind of hard for you to find a sister, man. I said, I don't know, I'm supposed to teach it. I get them, I pray them. I tell somebody on the phone, and I bring them in one at a time. They're coming in. We're getting it in.
Yeah.
I said, I'm bringing them in one at a time. I got one today. Looking for some next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the right one. That's what's important.
Hey, we'll get them out. We'll get them in.
Yeah, it's got to happen. That's the way it is.
As in the natural, I said, just change it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're supposed to have gotten that book. We're supposed to have done that teaching last year. And he said, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, Brother Copeland said, 2018, the year of the Holy Spirit and fire. I said, okay, we're right on point. We're right on point.
Yeah. All right, last week we stopped around Peter's first denial.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at verse 17. This is St. John chapter 18. And with, you know, Peter loved Jesus.
Amen.
But Satan was attacking his mind. But Jesus prayed for his mind that, so that he would stand. And he said, when you strengthen your brothers. Now, the rest were scattered, but Peter did hang around. He did that because his heart. But his mind was afraid. Any form of fear attaches Satan to your life. Any form of fear, it's grabbing Satan by the hand. And that I learned that. Things don't go away until you stop fearing. The enemy has something to work with. Even if you don't know it, if you don't deal with fear, it'll deal with you. It'll secretly have Satan operating in your life.
And that's where trust comes in too.
Yeah.
It gets rid of fear. That's one of your anchors to get rid of fear.
Yes.
When you trust something.
Uh-huh. And see, trust is the noun form of faith.
Okay.
It's a noun. Faith is a verb. It's action.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is a noun.
Trust somebody.
You're taking God. How the Lord explained it to me. I asked him the difference between faith and trust. He said, faith is the verb form of trust, and trust is the noun form of faith. Faith is always now. You believe, just like we turn the lights on, the switch is on, the lights are on, currently.
Yeah.
As long as that switch is on, the lights are on. As long as your faith is on,
mm-hmm.
things are in operation. Heaven's backing you up. All the things necessary to get to deliver what your faith demands is in action. And there's a duration of time, but your faith is still on. Now trust is different.
Mm-hmm.
Once you believe God, you take God at his word, and once faith is finished, now when the Lord say do something you don't expect or something you're not used to, you're taking him at his word based on the faith that you've been operating in. You may not understand the whole instruction, but you're taking God at his word because he was faithful in the past.
Yes.
And trust is looking to God in the future from a past position. And that's how he explained it to me, you know.
Yes.
So you can have faith and deviate with trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have both. But we trust God for a reason, just like any other person. We don't trust God because he's God. We trust him because we've been relating to him. Adam had every reason to trust God. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get to know him, we trust him more and more. And if we don't believe him in the first place, we're never going to get to the point where we trust him. Faith is first. With me, and all things are possible, but in mainstream, people who believe him and take him at his word, they end up trusting him before others. So when people have had faith, they've obeyed, they've seen God move. Israel never got to the point where they trusted God, you know, the whole country.
Yeah.
But Caleb did, and Joshua did. Now that's two out of about, what, 5 million people. At, you know, from and then the Lord had to deal with the children when they grew up. So trust is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's Peter. He loves God, but in his mind there's fear. And so and then the damsel that kept the door, then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. Now Jesus said, he had already taught, and that was recent at this point, that if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. If you lose your life for my sake, in the kingdom, you'll save it. But now he's trying to save his own life because he saw what they did. Okay, and you know, seeds of doubt, fear, things like that, we have to deal with those things or they'll hinder us. Verse 18, and the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And Jesus arrested him with this statement. That's why in a situation we have to be at peace to hear what the Holy Spirit say, believe what he said, receive it, and then we'll speak what he say, and it'll cure the situation. Now I'm gonna have to pause there. We out of time, but this is Jesus doing precisely that. He's speaking, you know, he asked him about his disciples, and he made a statement that would rescue his disciples because the men were wicked. Now, if we're in court or in a situation, confrontation, if we speak the words of the Holy Spirit, the problem can be arrested for our behalf or others. And we'll pick it up there at 22 later, next week. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You know, the Holy Spirit always knows what to do, and he always knows what to say. And sometimes it'll just outright surprise you, but you know it's the wisdom of God because it's too pure. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. We can remember the victory he gave us, the dialogues, the things that he said. And the Lord can say things that just put things in its proper perspective. He'll show you where to stage your fight. He'll show you what area to do your battle, and you'll win. Because he knows what he's doing. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for ever increasing faith, ever increasing victory, and ever increasing trust. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.